Hello.
Hi. We are conducting a survey to help better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and local and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with answers from everyone else who answers the survey. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
And thank you for taking my call. What is the year of your birth?
1969.
And what is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Trade school.
Excuse me?
I went to trade school.
Okay.
So I graduated high school and then went to trade school.
Some college, but no degree?
I'm an MA. I have an MA certificate.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish
No.
origin?
No.
What is your race?
White.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Poor.
Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. I have city, services like trash pickup, healthcare, crime, and public safety. The opioid and fentanyl crisis, gun violence, corruption in city government, job and the economy, public transportation, public school funding, homelessness, the cost of housing and rent, or inflation and the cost of living?
I would say the opioid epidemic and crime and the third one, I would say inflation would be the third one.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means that you're very favorable, 5 means you're neutral, 0 means you're unfavorable. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Mayor Sherelle Parker, from 0 to 10, how do you feel?
I'm going to say a 6.
Councilmember Kenyatta Johnson?
I don't even know who that is.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
Can I say 0?
Yes. You have that option from 0 to 10. Yes.
Yep.
The other one says the Philadelphia City Council.
3.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
A 5.
The Philadelphia Police Department.
I'm going to say an 8.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
A 3.
Your local police officers.
An 8.
District Attorney Larry Kreshner.
A 0.
SEPTA.
A 7.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Um,
Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm kind of in the middle.
Okay. From the options that I have here, which one do you want me to mark down for you? The middle one I have somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council member are looking out for people like me and my community in the city government. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10. Your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. Using the same scale from 0 to 10, 10 meaning highly satisfied, 5 meaning neither satisfied nor satisfied, 0 meaning highly dissatisfied, and you can choose any number between 0 and 10. The conditions of roads and infrastructure.
2.
Access to affordable housing.
I'm going to say 3.
The quality of education in public schools.
0.
Public safety.
0.
The cost of rent.
I'm going to say 4.
Access to public transportation.
7.
The availability of good paying jobs.
4.
The conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
4.
And thank you for your patience. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Worse compared to last year.
Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or raising to the point where you can rely, get ahead?
Falling behind.
Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goals, goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may choose up to 3. I have groceries, childcare, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, education, rent, gas, personal care, paying down the debt, recreation and entertainment, public transportation, health care, including prescription drugs.
Groceries.
Okay.
Health care.
Okay.
And utilities.
In thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned,
very
or
concerned.
Not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month?
Every day.
Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Too little.
Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Close the open-air drug market in Kensington, much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Much safer.
Being sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Absolutely, yes.
Much safer or somewhat safer?
Much safer, much safer.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, businesses, districts, and libraries.
I'm going to say I'm neutral.
Somewhat safer or a little bit safer?
Somewhat safer.
Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victims advocate.
Safer.
Much safer or somewhat safer?
Much safer.
Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Extremely safe. Yeah.
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
I think that's kind of open-ended. I don't understand. Declare
From the options that I have, what do you want me to mark down? Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all. I mean, okay. When would they do that?
And thank you again for your patience. We are almost done here, ma'am. In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
What have I seen or heard? I mean, what I see on social media, I don't really watch the news, so what I hear on the radio.
What I see on social media, what I hear on the radio?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to add?
No.
Okay. So I have what I see on the radio. And what I hear on, I do apologize, what I see on social media and what I hear on the radio.
That's correct.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to 3 items. Improve our schools and education, foster small businesses and local jobs, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, improve the city's infrastructure, improve public transportation, support more affordable housing, hire more police officers, tackle the opioid crisis, reduce juvenile crime, get guns off the street, or invest in community development, or remove homelessness encampments.
The opioid epidemic, guns, and education.
Here's a list of specific police that could be included in the mayor's Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where 10 means that you strongly support it. Number 5 means neither support nor opposed, and 0 means that you strongly oppose it. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I'm going to say 5.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
6.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal.
8.
Provide $100 million for treatment and tragedy facilities to apologize, and tragic facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
10.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses' districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
I'm going to say 4.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
I'm going to say 3.
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods affected by crime.
Seven.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Keep flat. What do they mean by flat?
I am required to read verbatim, ma'am. I cannot add to this statement or take from it. That's all it says. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
I'll remember that you're choosing from 0 to 10.
I just looked up what flat means. I'm going to say 9.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era, hybrid, or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
Yes.
Strongly
be back
approve.
In the office full time. Yes, strongly approve.
Okay. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent opioid pandemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs? Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I strongly oppose it.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
I oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly opposed, yes.
And how often would you say you watch, listen to or read about the news and current events in the past year? every day, a few times a week, a few times a month?
I do not watch the news at all.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Republican.
Strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Not strong Republican.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And do you currently own your home, rent, live with friends, or family, or something
I
else?
I own my home.
Okay. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
Heterosexual.
And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Divorced.
And are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections, for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Philadelphia Inquiry, CNN, Washington Post, Facebook, Power 99, New York Times, Philadelphia Daily News, local news station, TikTok, X, or Twitter, YouTube, NPR, or WHYY, or Fox News?
Facebook.
Anything else from the ones that I mentioned?
TikTok.
Okay. Last year, on my last question, last year in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Before taxes, I believe it was like $52,000.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
You too. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.